This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1668. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 8th, Argentina, Ascension, Australia, Bolivia, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Czechia, Eritrea, Kashmir, Kuwait, Madagascar, Mexico, New Zealand, Nicaragua, North America, Oklahoma, Oman, Peru, Sarawak, Serbia, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, Syria, Taiwan, Venezuela, Zanzibar, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. What languages is Argentina's external service, RAI, using? They have a multilingual ID opening all of their services, I think, around the top of the hour. May 7th at 0100 UT on slightly below 11711. The last two language IDs were in Arabic and Japanese. As Japanese hour was about to start, Arabic, that's not been a RAI language for many years. I wonder if they're bringing it back or they never got around to deleting it from their ID loop. Furthermore, Ron Howard was listening to 11710.77 during the English hour after 0200 UT May 7th when they announced that they will be adding programming in Chinese to their schedule. Also, with HCJB Australia absent from 15340 until 1225, I heard RAI on 15345 without that interference, from even before 1200 UT on May 8th. That hour is supposed to be in Portuguese, but I was hearing them in Spanish, which is scheduled weekdays from 12 until 14. The most reliable signal here from the BBC World Service, which tries not to serve North America on shortwave, has been 7355 from Ascension to Africa, but unfortunately only on the air for 1 hour at 05 to 06 UT. That is, until May 5th, when they added another hour, unfortunately an hour later rather than earlier, 06 to 07 UT, but with a beam change more toward northern Africa, which should be less favorable for us. But I was still hearing it sufficiently on May 7th after 0600. If you don't hear them on 7355, check 7335, where on May 3rd at 0513 I found them on the incorrect, presumably mispunched frequency, 7335 instead of 7355. A few minutes later, they were back on the correct channel. Mike Berkla forwards a story from the Age newspaper in Australia, dated May 9th. ABC may pull the plug on China broadcast. ABC could soon abandon international shortwave to China and Indonesia, ending more than 70 years of news and current affairs beaming high frequencies into Asia. Management insists it will not turn off shortwave to Papua New Guinea and Pacific nations for now. The older shortwave technology is still relevant in the Pacific, despite a drive to mobile and internet devices. High-frequency services had not rated a mention in an internal ABC memo in February, flagging an online and mobile strategy as the primary focus for international broadcasting. A contract to broadcast shortwave from the 240-hectare site near Shepparton, costing ABC about $4.1 million this financial year, is set to expire sometime after 2014. So fears have grown that shortwave would cease in favor of streaming audio online and deals to broadcast on local stations, which of course they are already doing as well. Meanwhile, HCJB Australia has swapped frequencies and services around on the 19-meter band. We might not have known about it had not Georgi Freitas found something about it on Facebook. The Asia DX League from Shelley Martin, presumably at the station, these went into effect on May 5th. They don't say so, but I think the cause must have been a collision with Iran in Urdu on 15400 starting at 13 UT. Frequency which HCJB had also been using, which they have now abandoned. The new frequency is 15490. But instead of simply moving the service from 15400 to 15490, they instead moved 15400 to their previously used HCJB frequency, 15340, and moved the 15340 service to 15490. This means that 15340, which had been signing off just as Cuba was signing on at 1300, is now colliding again with Cuba until 1530. Of course, they may think that doesn't matter on the other side of the world, but why take chances? Meanwhile, the English service to South Asia can now be heard opening at 1225 UT on 15340. Most of the time, they still have only one transmitter on the air, but obviously two are in use between 1225 and 1300. And a story about HCJB Global Australia says a third 100 kilowatt is coming in a few months, and it will be digital. Bob Wilkner and his anonymous friend XM in Florida report on the peripatetic Bolivian Radio Lipes in Ujuni. It was first noted back on the air April 22nd at 10:35 UT, and then heard on May 4th. It was already on at 0950 on 4795.8. Then he heard some other Bolivians on 4700 and 4716. The easiest Bolivian and the strongest, Radio Santa Cruz on 6134.8, signs off at widely varying times, sometimes off by 0100 or 0200 UT. But on May 8th, Rodolfo Tizia in Uruguay said they were still on as late as 0435 with continuous salsa music from 0351, and putting a big signal into Montevideo. Gilles Letourneau in Montreal updates us on CJWI as of May 8th. They were still testing with various music on their new frequency, 1410 kHz, and a much better signal than when first heard, so they may have increased power, but regular programs are still going on their old frequency, 1610. And don't expect to hear an ID, a CJWI, even in French, but instead CPAM, CPAM, which is not a call sign but an abbreviation. Since the Firedrake brand of all instrumental musical jamming from China has virtually disappeared for reasons unknown, if you hear something in Chinese, mostly on far out-of-band frequencies formerly occupied by Firedrake, it's not necessarily Sound of Hope from Taiwan, the target of the jamming, because jamming when applied is now CNR1 network programming. So before jumping to conclusions, it's up to you to determine which you are really hearing through careful monitoring or research. The quickest way is to find a CNR1 frequency which is legitimate and not jamming, and find out whether it's in parallel, although it may not be precisely synchronized. Mr. Shan Xiaoyan of Voice of Pujiang in Shanghai, China, has been DXer-friendly and sent a message around to Ron Howard and me, among others, that that station was about to close down shortwave sometime this year. That was on May 2nd. And followed up on May 6th that, unfortunately, it had already terminated shortwave as of May 1st. The frequencies had been 3280, 4950, and 5075, or 9705. He was glad to QSL while he could, but if you haven't heard it now, you're never going to. That is, May 1st was their last day on shortwave. He says they've already transformed into a local station focusing on the Taiwanese audience. We still broadcast 18 hours a day on medium wave 1422, where reception reports are still welcome. However, there may be more to this. Via ODXA, Keith Perrone in Taiwan says they're being shut down due to a corruption scandal that is finally being dealt with by the new leadership in China. But of course, there's still plenty to hear from China. Ron Howard was pleased to catch an English ID briefly among the Chinese around 1200 UT May 7th from Sichuan PBS 2, Chengdu, on 6060. There were no time pips, by the way. They said Nationality Channel. This is the People's Radio Station, shortwave 6060, 7225, FM 88.1. The not exactly legal religious station in Colombia, Salem Stereo, or Silene Stereo, had not been heard since mid-September. But now we have one report of it being heard again. Unfortunately, it was delayed about 3 weeks since it was not put on the internet. Michael L. Ford in England reports to the British DX Club, 14960, April 13th at 21:26. Salem Stereo Colombia with slow religious Spanish talks. The signal is drifting above and below the band noise. SIO was 232. When previously active, it may have been on the air as much as 24 hours a day, although we usually heard it in the evening, so the frequency to start checking again is around 14960. There's always something wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Two languages at once. The wrong language on the scheduled frequency. Some kind of noise interfering. Frequencies missing completely. Or noise around a frequency. All this detailed in my daily log reports and NDX Listening Digest, the new edition number 13-19, via worldofradio.org. Radio Prague has been sending out notices in various languages, including Spanish and German, that they'll be celebrating the 90th anniversary of broadcasting in Czechoslovakia on May 18th with special programming, and even offering a special QSL for those who hear it. Unfortunately, they deleted shortwave last year, except for a relay provided by WRMI. Unfortunately, the English broadcast is not normally broadcast on that day of the week, that being a weekend on WRMI, but Jeff White says he may try to get it on at some other time the following week. They do, however, broadcast daily in Spanish at 0200 on 9955. That would be UT Sunday, May 19th. However, if you can pick up some of the low-power transmitters in Germany, Christian Milling tells us that May 18th, they will be relaying Radio Prague on that day only during many hours in several languages. 12 to 15 UT on 7310, German, Czech, English, French, Spanish, and Russian. That's aimed east and west. Then at 14 to 17 on 6005 to the northwest in Spanish, Russian, German, Czech, English, French. And finally at 19 to 22 on 3985, non-directional, in English, French, Spanish, Russian, German, and Czech. In each case, half an hour each. Those are 1 kilowatt transmitters. Ivo Ivanov has the schedule for two clandestines to Eritrea, both transmitted from what he calls Secret Broad, the transmitter site at Kostenbrod, Bulgaria. Radio Shahrukh is at 16 to 16:57 UT, Monday through Friday on 11610, and Dimsir Radio Irena at 17 to 17:30 daily on 11560. Each is 70 kilowatts, beamed 195 degrees. From Gheorghe Bansov's blog in Bulgaria, a new transmission by the occasional shortwave station Radio Razant, R-A-S-A-N-T. It's Saturday, May 11th, via IRRS facilities, not in Italy. 10 to 10:30 Central European Time, which is 08 to 8:30 UT on 9510. 18 to 18:30 UT on 7295 and medium wave 1368, which probably is inside Italy. That's from the station's chief editor, Reinhard Marx, and they welcome reception reports. This is a student station which puts on an occasional broadcast. www.radiorazant.org. The announcement about this is in English, but I wouldn't be surprised if the broadcasts are mainly in German. Ron Howard points out that with Shanghai gone from 4950, it now may be easier to hear all India Radio Srinagar Kashmir on that frequency. May 5th at 13:49. He was hearing some subcontinental music. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio number 1668. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for financial support, since no contributions have been received since last week. They may be sent by check or money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. With summer coming on, Radio Kuwait's strange broadcast in Arabic to Central and Western North America at 20 to 24 UT on 17550 is often audible here. That's in Arabic, while English lasts until 2100 on 15540. However, 17550 must have been missing on May 1st, because Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it was heard instead that day only on 7250. Kai Lublik says, obviously a singular mistake. The next day back on 17550. In Germany, it fades out about 2030 UT. While on 7250, Ivo Ivanov says the powerful signal was overriding Vatican, also in Arabic, at 2040 to 2100. Meanwhile, the English broadcast from Kuwait used to include a couple of minutes of English headlines at 2050 UT on 15540, if they appeared at all. But at least on May 7th, I was pleased to hear a full 5 minutes of news in English. Madagascar seldom heard on 5010, but Bob Wilkner's anonymous friend XM in Florida reports it April 25th. At 0227 to 0305, a fair signal, peaking at times to almost good, playing American Pie and other piano and regional music. Time pips at 0300, and an ID mentioning Malagasy. We frequently hear an announcer with a rather slurred speech in Spanish from XET 990 Monterrey after local midnight, starting at 0506 UT. We listened closely and found out some more information. He's not your usual glib radio announcer, but hey, he's just turned 98 on April 15th. The show is called La Ruta Musical de la T, and the name of the announcer we were able to find is Don Chabelo Jimenez. And he still announces baseball games as well, and his mother lived to the age of 107. In the new DXLD, we have a link to an interesting article about who may be the oldest living radio announcer. Oh, he's the one I may have mentioned before that has done over 18,000 of these shows, according to his own announcements, over a 50-year period. And reading the article, I see that he records them at 8:30 a.m. local time instead of staying up until 3 a.m. Not as bad as Cuba, with only one a.m. transmitter to manage. Yet Radio New Zealand International sometimes shows up on the wrong frequency as well. May 2nd after 0500, they were missing from 11725 and showed up briefly on 15720 before finally going back to the correct frequency at 0542. Furthermore, they made a change, as I may have mentioned last week, for their 11 to 13 UT broadcast from 9655 to 9700. And so we have heard them every day since the beginning of May, except on one day when they were back on 9655. That was May 6th. But the reception on that frequency is much weaker than it is for us on 9700. They were supposed to stay on the Timor Northwest antenna, which had been used on 9655, but they're obviously using the Pacific antenna when they're on 9700, at least so far, and we're glad they are. May 6th at midnight 10 UT, we had some very weak Spanish yelling. Could well be a revival meeting on 8989 USB, presumably the Pescador Predicador, many have reported, and is supposedly from in or near Nicaragua. there was some interference from a U.S. military station 3 kilohertz higher. And an additional frequency for the Pescador Preacher is reported by Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay, 9007, which he heard May 6th at midnight 9 UT. Rodolfo Tizzi also keeps an eye on YouTube for some shortwave items and says a fellow in Latvia posted a recording of a baseball game, perhaps broadcast to sailors, in the style of the Pescador Preacher. This was on 7610 at 2348 UT, May 4th. And there were comments about Nicaragua, although who knows where this may have actually been transmitted from. Following the bust in Ohio, U.S. pirates may be skittish about transmitting, but I guess that doesn't apply if they are allegedly in Canada. I was hearing Radio True North, 6950 AM, May 5th at 0449 when it conveniently peaked during an ID. However, the crystal ship, which had already been busted, periodically allows other transmitters to relay his programming and sent a short notice about that on 6950.65, heard by John Filiozzi in New York. UT Monday, May 6th, around 0100. Medium wave DXers who have not yet heard Oklahoma's 1120 station, KEOR, may want to keep trying if they can null out KMOX in the middle of the night. KEOR is supposedly a daytimer from the Tulsa area, and it's still quite irregular even in the daytime, but occasionally runs all night. We heard it May 7th at 0559 UT, even daring to ID La Mejor Música Cristiana en KEOR Radio Victoria 1120 AM Tulsa. If you can't actually copy it, you may at least be able to detect the subaudible heterodyne it makes with KMOX, which varies a bit. On that occasion, it was at 3.5 hertz. Jerry Linneman in Waco reports the English broadcast from Radio Sultanate of Oman, April 30th at 0258 UT, actually with English news starting at 0300, on 13600. Back to Middle Eastern music at 0310, reception was poor, and it was inaudible the following night. I continue to hear the low-power Peruvian on 5980 Radio Chasqui. I check almost every night. It's just before sunset here now, when they cut the carrier 5 or 6 seconds later than the previous night. It's all an obvious pattern, even if I can barely hear any modulation. As of UT May 8th, it went off at 0105.29. It was fun listening to the clandestine Radio Free Sarawak, even though I don't understand much Iban, which added a well-heard frequency unexpectedly, 15500 for the 12 to 13 UT broadcast, which we now think was probably from Palau. But that ended on May 5th, as well as additional broadcasts, since the side they supported barely lost the Malaysian elections. However, they did plan to continue until May 10th on 15460 at 11 to 13 UT. Ivo Ivanov says the site for that is Taiwan. And there is another clandestine, almost overlooked, Radio Free Kenyalang, which plans to continue broadcasting at 09 to 10 UT on 15400 via Palau. Another international service which suddenly disappeared without notice, and we hope only because of temporary technical problems, but we haven't been able to find out just why, is International Radio Serbia, including English to North America on weeknights at midnight 30, which had been putting in a huge signal on 9685. It was last heard on May 2nd. Ron Howard in California usually hears Radio Hargeisa Somaliland signing on at 0330 on 7120, but that too was missing on May 6th. We hope it was only a one-day event. Strangely enough, there are no anti-Assad clandestines on shortwave for Syria. And Radio Damascus is also off shortwave. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says it's not been heard on shortwave for a long time. It used to be on 9330, colliding with WBCQ. But the Daily English Hour can be heard online via wrn.org/listeners. The opening announcement no longer refers to shortwave, only to various satellites and websites. The WRTH update had reported that Fuxing Broadcasting in Taiwan was inactive on 9410, but Ron Howard heard that frequency on May 2nd, signing on at 1100 and clearly parallel to 9774. That's weak but in the clear, while 9410 is underneath a strong CNR5 from the mainland. Just in from Ron Howard in California, an item really concerning China mainland only, Lushan Emergency Radio, 12,000 kilohertz. He never heard their own programming from 12 to 13 UT, instead relaying CNR1. But on May 8th, he found clearly LER programming from 1721 until 1800. And the following half hour of drama may also have been LER instead of CNR1. Ron Howard says the best time to check for Sound of Hope IDs in English from Taiwan is 12 minutes past the hour, such as 1212 UT May 8th on 11300. They spell out their website, www.soundofhope.org, pronouncing the letters in English. During this part of the hour, there is no jamming by CNR1. From Keith Perron and also via Stephen Cooper, tests via Trincomalee, Sri Lanka are now scheduled by Perron's PCJ Radio in Taiwan on Sundays, May 19th through June 9th at 13 to 14 UT on 11750. Power 125 kilowatts aimed northeast. After 10 minutes of news, there will be a special Happy Station show for East and Southeast Asia. The sporadic ETVDX season's underway with some excellent reception I wish I could get. Double Hop from Venezuela on channels 2 and 3, picked up by Robert Ross in London, Ontario, May 4th, around 22:30 UT. It's the Teves network from Venezuela, from the government. Not heard at all in April, but ZBC Zanzibar had reactivated on May 2nd on 11735, says Torsten Hallmann in Germany. Around 2000 UT, sign-off varies around 2100. I also could hear it, but it seems still to be irregular. Zanzibar's night frequency, 6015, also being heard by Ron Howard in California, May 6th, that came on at 0256. And Bill Bingham in South Africa hears it as much as 2 hours later. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says clandestine radio Voice of the People for Zimbabwe has apparently closed, no longer heard at 18 to 19 on 9345. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE is peaking at 15 and 4 or 3, May 21st, 23rd, and 28th. Solar flux dropping to 120, May 12th to 17th, and peaking at 160 on May 28th. And that's World of Radio number 1668. Glenn Hauser, hoping you will hear me again next week.